Well, thanks very much, Tom. SureWash is a technology that we've developed to help people train in hand hygiene technique. A lot of people might be surprised to find out, but there is actually a technique that the World Health Organization and the CDC would like them to use when they're washing their hands.
Now, I know we're radio, so we can't show pictures. Could you paint a word picture for us? What are some of those techniques that we need?
Well, I think what it is looking at the areas that you actually touch. So when you pick up something, you touch with the tips of your fingers, with your thumb, you put it into the palm of your hands. And in between your fingers, the webs of your fingers, they're areas that we don't tend to wash. We roll our hands. And I think what's exciting now is that the SureWash technology is available for everyone to see in the World Body exhibit at the Pacific Science Center. So, yes, this is radio, but you can go along and actually have a go yourself.
Yeah, Pacific Science Center is the only venue in the U.S. permanently housing a SureWash location for public use. That's pretty exciting. Are there other places that we can find SureWash?
Well, SureWash, we're bringing it over to the healthcare sector in Seattle. So my role over here now is to look and talk to the hospitals in Seattle and try and introduce SureWash to the healthcare staff there.
This really could make a big difference, couldn't it?
It really could. It really could. The impact on people's lives every year is dramatic. Infections really do destroy people's lives. I don't think we can be any blasé about it any longer. And it's a simple thing like washing your hands properly can make a huge impact. And I think that's what we need to start looking and concentrating on.
So the SureWash, as I understand it, there is kind of a video camera, and so there's images that you're trying to mimic the proper way to do this. Is that how it actually works?
You're given instruction through some video that you can see, but what our technology does is it reads the way your hands move. We've got some very advanced video interpretive technology that can actually tell the difference in how your hands are moving. It compares that in the background to a baseline and then gives you real-time feedback. So it's the most advanced technology of its kind in developing hand hygiene technique.
So it would tell you if you didn't do it properly?
It tells you there and then that you're not doing it properly. It guides you as to, gives you ideas as how to change your technique. Uh-huh. And then when you're getting it right, it lets you know you're getting it right.
Now, we have it here now at the Pacific Science Center. Do you hope to go worldwide with this?
Oh, very much so. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're already pretty much across Europe. We have offices in Australia. We're now looking at Japan, but Seattle has been our first entry to the U.S. market. Very much thank you to the Pacific Science Center.
Fantastic.
Well, as a confirmed germaphobe, I'm very, very happy to see this. So,
yeah, maybe we could get one in here.
Yeah, I would prefer if we could.
Or you can run across to the Science Center every afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm not in shape for that. But.
I love it. It's a great idea. And, you know, you're so right. We do forget. There are parts of our hands we just forget. We do the roll.
That's it.
We just do the roll. And there's more space to cover.
And what I'd say to people is that the most dangerous person in a hospital is actually the person who thinks their hands are clean. I think what we need to do is be very honest with ourselves. And if your hands aren't clean, don't touch. If you go to visit a relative, you know, be conscious. They're the sick person. They need our care and attention. And we really do owe them that, to be honest with ourselves about, are we in a position to actually be helpful for them or not?
Thanks very much, Sean. That's
Thanks
Sean
so
Bay,
much.
Co-founder and CEO of SureWash.